This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, April 1st, brought to you by the American Frozen Food Institute. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, tomorrow is President Donald Trump's proclaimed Liberation Day, where the U.S. is expected to place reciprocal tariffs on global trading partners. There are many questions about the extent and the duration of those taxes, as well as the retaliatory tariffs that would be placed on U.S. products by other countries. Today, Iowa Senator Charles Grassley told Farm Media that he's reserving judgment on the president's actions.
We'll wait and see how these tariffs negotiations play out. You've heard me say several times about being a free and fair trader. If President Trump is successful in reducing tariffs by putting our tariffs on and forcing negotiations and getting tariffs down overall, I'm going to say amen. If he's unsuccessful, I'll say I told you so.
Grassley said Congress does have the authority to reel in the tariff action of the executive branch, but he's not sure the votes would be there.
No matter who is president, Congress has a constitutional role through the Commerce Clause on trade matters, and we should reassume that role again through Congress instead of through the president. But I'm not holding my breath when we'll get that job done. In the meantime, I hope the current administration continues to be responsive to Congress on trade actions.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said USDA would be at the ready to use CCC funds to help support farm income if tariffs cause a further drop in farm income. Grassley says Washington won't have a choice but to help.
If government action hurts farmers because farmers have no control over it, that's why we have a safety net in the first place. And if that safety net, which we call the Farm Bill, is no longer effective, then I would expect that safety net, if it's got a hole in it, to be filled. And that's kind of what happened in 2019. And I assume farmers will want it to happen again, but it's not the most favorable thing to farmers.
Finally, the upper chamber is expected to see a budget reconciliation bill this week. AgriPulse Phil Brasher asked about the size of the cuts.
All I've heard, the chairman of the committee, and he's going to be leading this. I suppose I should be careful how I characterize it. There's a lot of money got to come from agriculture, but it surely can't come from the safety net of farmers, according to our committee leadership.
How much?
Not an exact number, but a lot.
The House budget reconciliation bill would require $230 billion in cuts from the USDA's farm and nutrition budget. Farmers are cautiously optimistic about the upcoming crop year, but sentiment is slipping that in reaction to the heightened uncertainty surrounding tariffs and crop prices that remain unprofitable for most farmers. The Purdue University CME Group Agricultural Barometer shows a decline in the sentiment of surveyed farmers, although the survey notes that livestock producers are generally holding a stronger outlook than that of crop farmers due to better economic conditions. Some 43% of surveyed producers say their chief concern right now is trade policy, an increase since the November election. 30% of farmers project export sales declining this year. 52% expect the government will provide economic relief similar to the market facilitation program payments of 2019. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Frozen Food Institute. As the voice of the growers and processors who make frozen fruits, vegetables, and prepared foods, Abby is visiting Capitol Hill this week to share how frozen food is a partner in creating nutrition policy solutions. Freezing locks in the taste and nutrition of foods and provides many food choices for different needs, whether fruits and vegetables or just like home and restaurant style meals. Learn more at www.frozenadvantage.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.